This is Matt Rice with the MarketLine Report for January 6th. Looking at the livestock market, cattle have been gaining demand as the dollar finished weaker on the day. Let's go to Scott Shelley from the floor of the CME in Chicago to hear more on the livestock market.
The dollar got hit hard again today after the ADP, and I think let's take a look at live cattle. Here's a good example about how some outside markets can really start to affect what we trade. So first of all, in front of non-farm, a lot of times, it doesn't matter what you're trading, you'll see things kind of get defensive or trade mixed. And it looks as though today that was the case in the cattle markets. While we did spend some time lower in the day across the board, we ended up kind of mixed closing going home. And again, that's because of the big number that we had tomorrow.
Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day up 7 1/4 at 448.5. Chicago July corn prices were up 2 to close the day at 374.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for April were down 5 and up 1 1/4, ranging from 445 to 458.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were up 8, ranging from 531 to 536. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were up 4 1/4, ranging from 654 and 3/4 to 669 and 3/4. April live cattle closed the day down 35 cents at 103.80. April feeder cattle were down 5 cents on the day at 123.47.5. February class 3 milk was down 14 cents at 16.70. You've just heard Matt Rice with the MarketLine Report for the Ag Information Network of the West. Feel free to follow us on Facebook or Twitter.